The value-added formula plugs in several outside variables that could affect a student's performance, such as attendance and prior achievement. But it's the variable missing from Florida's list that has some concerned. The state's model doesn't account for student poverty.
It was explicitly disallowed by the legislature, and it didn't proceed any further.
That's Sam Forster, Deputy Chancellor for School Improvement and Student Achievement for the Florida Department of Education. Back in 2011, he chaired a committee of about 24 teachers, parents, and administrators to come up with the state model. But Florida legislation from the same year prohibits setting different student expectations on the basis of gender, race, or socioeconomic status. But some say it's an omission that could be placing teachers in high-poverty schools at a disadvantage. Suzanne Colvin, Associate Director of Teaching and Learning at the University of Florida, has co-authored a study on teacher evaluation models. She says the research shows links between a student's socioeconomic status and reading test performance.
It certainly is a variable that I was a little curious as to why it was not accounted for, frankly, in the Florida model.
So could leaving poverty out of the equation lead to biased results? It's possible, says Eric Eisenberg. Eisenberg helped develop the value-added model used in Washington, D.C.'s public schools.
To really know, you'd actually have to run the model two different ways. One, with the free lunch variable, one without the free lunch variable, do that comparison and see how big the difference would be.
He's the senior researcher at D.C.-based Mathematica. That model does factor in poverty. He's also been working on a series of government reports examining teacher effectiveness in schools with disadvantaged students, one of which was released last November. He says the research found student performance differed even among kids who shared all the same characteristics except their economic status.
Two students are otherwise equivalent in terms of those characteristics, but one is eligible for a free lunch and the other is not eligible. You see a difference in their predicted performance of about 1 point on the state test.
And a 1 point difference in a test score can translate into a potentially significant difference in where teachers rank in effectiveness. The state's poorest district is Gadsden County, near Tallahassee. There, 84% of students are eligible for free and reduced lunch, and about 67% of teachers received a lower than average VAM score. Conversely, in St. John's County, where about 22% of students qualify for free and reduced lunch, just 35% of teachers rated below average. It's cause for concern, says Florida Education Association President Andy Ford.
If we're going to be using the VAM as a way to judge teachers' performance and their pay, we need to make sure that all things that impact a student's life is taken into account, and poverty is definitely one of them.
But it's worth noting that teachers in some districts performed well despite high poverty. In Miami-Dade, for example, where about 73% of children are poor, more than half of teachers ranked above average. Still, researchers point out that all of this is anecdotal, and it would take a side-by-side analysis of the same students to get evidence supporting one way or the other. Sam Forrester from the State Department of Education says it's already been done before.
What they found in that impact analysis is that the scores had successfully been decoupled, that there was virtually no correlation between those two things.
Meanwhile, the Florida Education Association says they're planning to conduct their own analysis of the model to see if bias exists. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.